In an executive order issued Monday, Governor Rick Scott calls on the Florida Department of Education and the Florida Board of Education to give up their financial control over the PARC exams. Those are the tests meant to replace Florida's current FCAT exam in math and language arts and align the state with the Common Core standards Florida and more than 40 other states have adopted.
We were the treasurer for this group. We handled the money that came in and went. It wasn't additional money for Florida or anything. We were just kind of doing the bookkeeping work. With the announcement today, we're ending our role as the fiscal agent for PARC.
That's Florida Department of Education spokesman Joe Follick. Under the governor's executive order, the PARC exams would be one of several tests considered as state leaders decide what the state's next assessments will look like. State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart stresses that right now, the order does not mean Florida is pulling out of PARC altogether.
I don't think that there's anything in there anywhere that addresses that we are removing ourselves from PARC. In fact, when you look at the competitive process that's outlined in the documents, it mentions PARC as one possibility.
Scott's decision has won approval from those like Senate President Don Gates, who opposes the PARC exams.
We have a system here that hasn't been fully invented or vetted yet that we're being asked to comply with.
Gates says it doesn't make sense that Florida should stay in the consortium when it's capable of developing its own exams. The Senate president has also raised similar concerns to the governor's regarding the price of the exams and the length of testing time. Scott's executive order calls on the state to institute a competitive bidding process to choose a new statewide exam. Included in that is the possibility Florida could again create its own tests. Students will continue to take the current FCAT and end-of-course exams during the current school year, with new exams aligned with Common Core still expected to be in place in time for the 2014-2015 school year. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.